we received a $25,000 grant from the New Horizons for Seniors to complete the study, and we partnered with the University of Saskatchewan, Dr. Donna Goodridge, to complete the study of community-dwelling older adults. So we were looking at people who were living in the community during the pandemic. Our goal was to understand their experiences during the pandemic, the challenges, and we also heard from them of some of the silver linings that they found as well during the process. So that was what we endeavored to do. We did both an online survey, and that involved more than 400 adults. And then we had a series of focus groups involving some of those people who did the survey, because we wanted to talk to them in a little bit more detail about the things that they had told us. So we had people from age 55 to 93 involved, Neil. So it was a good wide age range.
Let's start off with the silver linings. What good came out of all this?
Well, a lot of the older adults told us that one of the things they appreciated during the pandemic was the fact that life slowed down for a while. Many of them said that, you know, it did eventually get old, but that they appreciated that life kind of slowed down for a while. Also, a lot of them felt like they had some chance to think about their priorities in life, the things that they value, and many of them also used it as opportunity for learning. We had a lot of individuals, well, the whole project was done online, so the whole myth of older adults not using technology, many of them embraced technology and were able to keep in touch with family. And one of the things that they also really appreciated was the opportunity to have medical consultation over the phone or via video conferencing with their physicians. And that was one thing they told us they hoped would continue, because they found that to be a very helpful advancement during the pandemic.
For the negatives, I guess the toughest thing would be not having as much contact with the grandchildren and their sons and daughters and the families like that.
And I think one of the things that was really interesting that we heard about in both the survey and the focus groups was their loss of all their volunteer activities. And some of them actually were still working as well. But for lots of people, they all of the volunteering stopped. And so they felt, you know, like they weren't able to make the kinds of contributions that they could make. And I think also they did talk about their resilience, but they were quite discouraged about the fact that they got a lot of conflicting information in regards to the public health orders, and often got told they had to make their own decisions without really feeling like they got enough information to make an appropriate decision about their own safety. So there were some difficult things. They felt less respected. They felt not all the things that happened during the pandemic were silver linings. There were definitely some things that were very difficult for people. They felt less connected, less respected, and they just, some of them felt less safe and less like they belonged because they weren't able to be out and involved in the activities that they usually contribute to.
So where do we go from here? The restrictions have been removed. Did you ask seniors if they've been able to go back to normal before March 2020?
The project took place sort of while the pandemic was still on. We are going to be making some recommendations to the Council on Aging Board. We'd like to see some opportunities for older adults and others to learn about how to evaluate information that comes at them in times like this, where there's public health orders, et cetera. How do they look at information and make good judgments about it? Because so many things come at us now that seem like they're true, but what are the things we should be thinking about in terms of evaluating those kinds of pieces of information? And also, I think a lot of the older adults told us that they really feel, because of their resilience and the fact they've been through things, that they could be part of healing some of the rifts that occurred as a result of people's differing opinions during the pandemic and these periods of separation. They really feel that they have a lot to contribute towards bringing society back together again and creating more mutual respect, etc.
Now that the report has been officially released, who do you share your results with? Does this go to the government or where does this go?
Yes, we have had ongoing communication with the Minister for Seniors, Minister Hindley, throughout the project, and he will be receiving the final report. And it is also available online on the Council on Aging website. And we will be sharing it broadly and hoping to stimulate some more discussion. I mean, the goals of the Council on Aging are always to make our city a more positive place for aging in an age-friendly community. So we hope that we can partner with the city and with the university and with others who we've consulted with during the process. We hope to be able to get the information out and to begin to create some plans. So if we ever have such a thing again, that we can deal with it a little differently.